Thank you and good morning. The investigation into a skateboard versus vehicle collision in Eureka on Wednesday, October 8th, is now a death investigation. Russell Bush was riding a skateboard westbound on West Henderson Street at just before midnight and was unable to stop as he came down a steep hill and approached the intersection at Broadway. Bush, who was not wearing a helmet, collided with a vehicle in the intersection and initially suffered life-threatening injuries. Bush later died as a result of those injuries, and a toxicology screen will be conducted after drug paraphernalia was found on his person. The driver of the car was evaluated at the scene, and impairment on their part is not considered a factor. Anyone who may have witnessed the incident or who has any information is asked to contact Eureka Police. Sheriff's deputies responded to a call of a man walking along Highway 299 carrying a double-headed axe near the Humboldt Trinity County line on Tuesday evening. When deputies reached the scene, they saw that 32-year-old Fields Landing resident Joseph Scott Huff Anderson was carrying an axe and that he initially refused to drop it. After he did so, deputies attempted to take Anderson into custody on two outstanding misdemeanor warrants. According to the sheriff's office report, he struggled with those deputies, but they were able to get him under control. He was arrested and found to be in possession of a small amount of meth. Anderson was booked for resisting, possession, and the outstanding warrants. A federal firefighter was injured. Jordan Christmas has more.
A U.S. Forest Service firefighter was separated from his squad during a prescribed burn in the Upper Lyons Ranch in the Bald Hills area of the Redwood National Forest Monday afternoon. Firefighters were burning off of a hand line when the winds changed direction, causing several spot fires outside of the burn area. The intense smoke separated the firefighter from his squad. He was quickly located and was attended to by on-site paramedics. As a precautionary measure, the firefighter was airlifted to the Shasta Regional Medical Center in Redding. He was later released, as he only suffered minor injuries to one of his hands.
Thank you, Jordan. More than 56,000 residents and communities up and down the North Coast will participate in today's Great California Shakeout to better prepare for an earthquake. The shakeout drill begins at 10:16 this morning. Emergency services, schools, residents, and businesses have all signed up to take part in the 7th Annual Great Shakeout, which takes place each October during Disaster Preparedness Month. Emergency response officials want to remind residents that the best thing to do when an earthquake strikes is to remain in place and to drop, cover, and hold on. And that's what today's participants in the shakeout will do in practice for the real McCoy. It's also a good time to check and see if you have an emergency preparedness kit ready for a natural disaster. There are several resources you can use, including the County Office of Emergency Services, the Red Cross, and State OES, to help you ensure you are prepared for a natural disaster. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The County Elections Office will conduct logic and accuracy testing tomorrow on the voting machines that will be used in the upcoming November election. The test will be done at the election office in Eureka at 8 o'clock in the morning, and they will ensure that all the ballot types are read correctly and that the machines are fully functional and tallying votes correctly. Interested parties can view the testing procedure. The tests are required by the Secretary of State's office and are performed before every election and primary. On Tuesday morning, the body of a deceased person was found near a transient encampment, and the sheriff's office is treating that death as suspicious. A detective has been assigned to the case, in which few details are available. The gender, identity, and manner of death are all still undetermined, and an autopsy has been scheduled on the remains. The body was found partially covered in an area near Sproul Creek Road and Alder Point Crossing. Fortuna High School is assisting the sheriff's office in an investigation into a suspected sexual assault that occurred in Lolita on Saturday evening. Two minor boys are accused of assaulting a minor girl, and the school officials were first notified, and they in turn notified the sheriff's office. No arrests have been made. Eureka police discovered more than 130 pounds of processed marijuana and confiscated four firearms at a residence on Cooper Lane early Wednesday morning. Officers responded to the scene after a caller reported that an alarm was ringing in the residence. When officers arrived, they found the front door had been forced open. A search revealed that no one was home, but the marijuana and the guns were confiscated, and the investigation continues. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.